All right, this is Mike Murphy, news director for GamerNode.com, and I am here with WWE superstar and reigning Intercontinental Champion Kofi Kingston. Kofi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. So, you are known as an avid gamer. I just wanted to know, what exactly got you into video games? What are some of your like favorite games of the past, and what games are you playing right now?
Man, oh wow, a lot of questions in that one. As far as what got me into video games, I have no idea. I've always, I think because everyone used to play Nintendo, and you know, I never had an Atari. Once Nintendo came out, I was actually able to get it. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I kind of kept up with it. You know, a lot of people kind of fall out of gaming. I kept up with it all the way, you know, through Super Nintendo and N64 and PlayStation 2, Xbox, everything. I have them all now. So, yeah, as far as games in the past that used to be my favorites, one that's coming to my head right now is Flying Dragon for the Nintendo Entertainment System. It was a game that we always used to play and try to walk through and had trouble beating and whatnot. And these days, I'm playing a lot of like SmackDown versus Raw. I'm very excited about a lot of you know, games that are coming out. WWE All Stars, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm an avid Mortal Kombat player. I play Madden. I play Call of Duty. I play them all.
You mentioned WWE All Stars, which is what you're here to promote for. Can you tell us a little bit about the game and what some of your favorites of it are?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the coolest aspect for this game is the fact that it's not so realistic. I think we are in an era these days where games are trying to become more and more real, you know, trying to look real. Now, this game, as far as the graphics are concerned, the detail is incredible. I mean, granted, it's very exaggerated as far as the mud and all that stuff is concerned. But as far as the gameplay, it's also exaggerated. You know what I mean? It takes you back to an arcade style where, you know, an NBA Jam style game, NFL Blitz type game, where you don't have to, you know, all the moves are exaggerated. My finishing maneuver is called Trouble in Paradise, which is a spinning roundhouse kick. And in this game, they give me like three or four more rotations, and then when I hit the person, they rotate like three or four times. So it's like one of those Matrix effects, you know, that's really, really cool to see and fun to play.
My last question is, you came up to WWE through the Ring of Honor company. I just wanted to ask, they normally do their shows at the Hammerstein Ballroom. When you were ever doing shows at the Hammerstein Ballroom, did you ever imagine it would not only be wrestling in Madison Square Garden a block and a half away, but be right here, right now, a couple blocks north, promoting a WWE game that you're in?
Ironically, I have never wrestled with ROH before,
really?
But I did wrestle on the independent scene, and same thing, you know, just wrestling in the independent scene and wrestling in Knights of Columbus halls in front of people, like, you know, crowds of 20 and 30 who were right up close to the ring, and to where we are now, being Intercontinental Champion, having one of the best matches or best moments of my career right down the street in Madison Square Garden against Randy Orton, putting him through a table. It's breathtaking and it's mind-blowing when I sit back and think about it, because again, Madison Square Garden is an arena that has so much history, and it's one of the arenas that is the same way. You know, it's the same way now that it was before. When you watch, you know, like old WrestleManias and Royal Rumbles, it's the same exact arena. So there's a lot of prestige in that arena, and it is mind blowing to say the least.
Okay, that's all. Yeah. Kofi, thank you very much.
Cool, man. No problem. Thank you. Mm-hmm.